It is the last day of January 2014, and from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the Sons of Otis Malone bring all kinds of instruments into our studio and play two songs from their new CD, Bad Country.
Plus, Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com on the week that was in Arkansas business and politics, and the dreaded white nose syndrome has been found in bats in Arkansas.
First, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is offering a program to help clean hazardous substances found on a person's property without penalty. The program is for those responsible for a possible contamination on their land and is intended to last no more than 2 years per case. Chief of the department's Hazardous Waste Division, Tammy Hynum, says participants are assisted by the department in investigating and disposing of the substances without penalty they could face otherwise.
We do think that the Elective Sites Cleanup Program is a good program for responsible parties, and we think that it gets the contamination areas in the state of Arkansas cleaned up, and the responsible party at the end of the day, you know, does get the comfort of coming forward and doing the right thing and cleaning up the environment.
While participants do not face any fines associated with the contamination, the Department of Environmental Quality does say fees may be incurred for professional services.
Bella Vista residents may see smoke in the air at some point in the coming weeks. The Property Owners Association is planning controlled burns at Loch Lomond and Lake Windsor Dams during the month of February. Burn dates will be determined by the weather, humidity, and local burn bans. The POA has requested the controlled burns because the dense brush is making it difficult for personnel to get to the dams for maintenance issues and because large roots can loosen the soil, weakening the dams and causing erosion.
Arkansas senators say they'll support the farm bill that has already been passed in the U.S. House of Representatives. The bill has been years in the works, though some conservatives feel there are not enough cuts in spending included in the bill. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman was part of a conference committee that worked out a final deal.
We spent a couple of years trying to get a good compromise, and I think that the product that we came up with will represent all of the regions of agriculture and really put a good safety net under the various regions, the various producers that have different needs so that they can go to the bank very soon, make planning decisions, and then carry on.
Senator Bozeman says he hopes the Senate votes on the bill quickly, saying it will be very beneficial to the state.
In Arkansas, this is 18-19% of our economy. And for most states, that's the same story. So I think a lot of members are anxious to get this behind us so that our farmers, ranchers, producers can go forward with some certainty. And this is something that will create jobs and boost the economy.
Democratic Senator Mark Pryor is also supporting the compromise, saying it will help Arkansas's agriculture industry, which accounts for 1 in 6 jobs in the state. Final passage is expected, and President Obama has said he will sign the bill.
Arkansas Election Commission officials are working to find a solution on how to treat absentee ballots in the wake of the 2013 voter ID law. The law requires voters to provide ID or proof of address, but does not address what to do if absentee voters do not send in the newly required forms. Craighead County recently ran into this issue during a special election, and after consulting the Secretary of State, gave voters an extension on showing some form of identification. Arkansas County Election Commission Vice President Stuart Soffer.
I commend Craighead County folks for erring on the side of the voter. The legislature, at the earliest opportunity, needs to clarify the law.
The American Civil Liberties Union says the fact that the votes were ever even in question violates the rights of voters. Holly Dixon, legal director for the Arkansas chapter, says they're working to protect those rights and that the Craighead election was the
first time this law has ever been applied in Arkansas. So this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of how it will play out here. But it's not out of line with what we've seen happen to the rights of voters in other states.
Many other Arkansas counties are now holding election commission meetings to discuss absentee ballot procedures going forward.
4 area cities have again been named Arkansas Volunteer Communities of the Year. Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Van Buren, and Bentonville were included in the list of 12 2013 Award recipients chosen by the Governor's Office, the Arkansas Department of Human Services, and the Arkansas Municipal League. According to the City of Fayetteville, more than 38,000 volunteers who gave more than 657,000 hours of volunteer work in the community created a $14.5 million economic impact for the city.
The Northwest Arkansas metro area again is being recognized as one of the most affordable areas to live in the United States. Yesterday, the Springdale Chamber of Commerce announced that in the latest cost of living index ranking by the Council for Community and Economic Research, Northwest Arkansas Metro was ranked 31st most affordable metro area in the country out of 308 metro areas surveyed last year. According to the report, the cost of living in the four-county area is 11.3% below the national average cost of living. The ranking is based on the price of consumer goods from six different areas. Of particular note, housing costs in Northwest Arkansas are 24% lower than the national average.
The Arkansas Razorback women's basketball team is now 2-6 in SEC play after dropping a 10-point decision to Tennessee last night. Overall, Arkansas is 15-6.
Cloudy tonight, 40% chance of rain after midnight in Northwest Arkansas, and a 30% chance of rain after midnight for the Arkansas River Valley. Lows throughout the region, upper 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy, 50% chance of rain. Highs will be in the upper 40s, but then falling into the 30s by the evening in Northwest Arkansas. It's a 40% chance of rain tomorrow for the Arkansas River Valley. Highs around 53, but then falling into the mid-40s. Then tomorrow night, cloudy, lows from 28 to 33.